It's time for sports. The Final Four, finally here. The women's tourney began last night, men's tonight, right here, right now. Howard Bryant of ESPN. Thanks very much for being with us, Howard.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. So last night, Notre Dame knocked off UConn once again. 81. They're making a habit of this. 81-76. Breonna Turner had a great game.
She had a great game. And remember when we were talking not just a year and a half ago, that, and in fact, it was last year when we were talking about how women's basketball was just so boring and college basketball belonged to UConn and nobody could beat them. And yeah, look, Notre Dame's got...
You said that. I don't recall that. I ever felt that
way. I did not say that. I said, you got to play these games. And it seems to me that in a transition that women's college basketball is in, as the game becomes more and more and more competitive, you're going to have better teams. And Notre Dame is doing exactly. They're the defending champions. They had a great, great tournament. They came in last night. They were trailing by 8 in the fourth quarter, and it was just an amazing, you know, battle at the end. And of course, you know, Arike Ungudwale is just she's a star. She hit the winning shot last year in overtime against UConn, and she drops 13 in a 10-minute quarter last night. And so it's this is a championship team playing like champions, and now they're playing for another, you know, back-to-back final.
Baylor beat Oregon, also by 5 points.
Yeah, and Baylor, once again, this is the great thing about this tournament. On the one hand, I think there's so much more uncertainty in the men's game right now because the women, you know, the best teams showed up here. And if you look at what Baylor did, they've been a great team all season long. They're a one seed as well. And so, and Lauren Cox, Kalani Brown, I mean, this is going to be a great tournament, and it's going to be a really great final because I don't know who's going to win, and I don't think that there's a real prohibitive favorite. I'm going to go with the defending champs and stick with Muffet McGraw and Notre Dame.
And Muffet McGraw won a lot of admiration for her outspokenness at a press conference this week about the lack of women in leadership positions.
Yeah, and she did. And she came out and she said, look, I'm not going to hire no more men. I'm not hiring any men. And she got all kinds of, she got flack for that, and it became a national story. And she got all kinds of admiration for it as well, for coming out and saying it. I thought what was very interesting about it is that if you look at the statistics that she was presenting from Title IX, that you had 90% of women's basketball coaches were women 40 years ago, and now it's down to 50%. And she's like, listen, we need more representation, and I'm going to advocate for this. And what's funny about it is that you have, in the real world, this is happening all the time, just the men aren't advertising it, so I didn't see what the big deal was. And not only that, it's not as if she said that no men should be hired. She said that this is not what she's going to do for her program because she feels like there's more representation that is needed and she's going to do her part. I didn't think it was that big a deal. I was happy that she said it, though.
Hours from now, Auburn faces off against Virginia.
We've got the clear underdogs and the clear favorites in this, but I don't see that. I think any of these four teams can win. I think Texas Tech can beat Michigan State. I think Virginia, Virginia is the team that was a great team all season, number one at one point as well.
Yeah.
But I just think in college basketball, I think all four teams can win, and I just don't see anybody with that much of an advantage. I'm going to go with Michigan State simply because I do like Tom Izzo. But once again, it wouldn't surprise me if any of the four teams won the championship.
Yeah, well, Tom Izzo doesn't get to dribble. Howard Bryant of ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine. Thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Scott.